From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup, amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message from Washington and Brussels is clear. Both support Turkey's elected government following the aborted coup. Both are also watchful of its next steps. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry delivered that warning Monday after meetings with his European Union counterparts in the Belgium capital.
And we will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini also warned against reports Ankara is considering reintroducing the death penalty. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Police officials in the United States say the military veteran who shot and killed three police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, carried out an ambush attack. Police say Gavin Long was more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what officials say was the assassination of the officers. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
It is the chilling and the sheer brutality of the shooting. There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated. It was a calculated act against those who work to protect this community every single day.
Police say at least one of the three officers wounded during the attack remains in very critical condition. This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has fired three ballistic missiles early Tuesday toward the Sea of Japan. The latest action by Pyongyang comes a week after making threats to take over the planned deployment of a U.S. missile anti-missile system in the south. The United States and South Korea are setting up the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System, also known as THAAD, on the Korean Peninsula, to counter Pyongyang's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. The missile defense system is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short and medium-range ballistic missiles. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is expected at the party's convention tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. Ahead of Trump's arrival, anti-Trump delegates were disappointed. They were denied a roll call vote to change party rules to avoid being bound to back Trump.
It's just disappointing the way it was all handled. Those who think that Trump is the anti-establishment candidate should just behold what happened here today. It was the establishment squashing its people on behalf of the presumptive nominee who only won 44% of the primary vote, which included a lot of non-Republicans who entered into the primaries.
By the end of the week, Republican delegates would nominate Donald Trump as the presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. Trump's wife, Melania, is among the speakers addressing the delegates this evening. The speakers are expected to focus on immigration, national security, and terrorism. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton will accept the Democratic nomination at the party's convention next week in Philadelphia. German news agencies are reporting multiple casualties aboard a train in southern Germany after a man armed with an axe and knife went on a rampage. The assailant was later shot dead as he attempted to flee the scene. Police say at least three passengers suffered serious wounds. Authorities are still trying to sort out a motive for that attack. And a new medical study says as much as 90% of strokes could be prevented. Writing in The Lancet, researchers in Canada say that by eliminating hypertension alone, the number of strokes could be nearly halved. The occurrence of stroke could be cut by further a 36% with more physical activity. And researchers say a healthy diet reducing alcohol and tobacco intake also reduces the likelihood of strokes. For details on these stories and more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.